I'd like to read some. Let's see, what do I want to read? I want to read some excerpts from a long poem of mine, but it's not going to be as long as what you just heard. The poem itself is very long. It's called Impressions of Africa, a title I stole from the French writer Raymond Roussel. It was a result of a trip I made to French Black Africa about 3 years ago when I read my poetry in French and lectured and so on. And I knew all the time I was in Africa that my experiences were so intense that I would have to write something about it or I couldn't stand it. And finally, after a year, I did. The poem is divided into five parts about the different places I was. One's about Senegal, one's about Gabon or Gaboon, as it's sometimes pronounced in English. Another about the Congo and Zaire, another about Kenya, which is not French, but I was there on a vacation for a week. And the other about Madagascar. I think I'll read the poem about Senegal, and then a little bit of the African poem. I'll explain a few things about the poem and about the place. The poem is written in very short poems. They're not exactly stanzas. What I decided to do was to write a short poem about every single idea or feeling I had when I was in Africa. That's why the poem is 70 pages long. But it's they're all discrete, separate poems, though I've grouped them, all the ones about the particular country. Senegal is on the northwest coast of Africa. It's one of the more prosperous former French colonies. Its capital is Dakar, which is right on the coast. Right off the coast is an island called the Ile de Gorée, Gorée Island, which is famous, very oddly, as a tourist spot. And what there is to see there is something called the House of the Slaves, which is the last place that the black slaves were in Africa before they were put on the boats and brought to America. It's a very strange tourist attraction. Let's see if there's anything else I have to tell you about the Senegal. Léopold Sédar Senghor, whom I mentioned toward the end of this poem, is a well-known French poet and also was the president of Senegal for a while. So something I refer to in the first stanza, there are a few French phrases here. One is the département de l'encombrement humain, which is the department of carting away human obstruction. Actually, in Senegal, my French friend there told me that there are lots of beggars in the capital, in Dakar, and once a month a big truck comes in and carries them all out of the country, and then they crawl back to the city after that. Okay. King Behanzu, whom I refer to in the last stanza, you can see a statue of King Behanzu disguised as a shark in the Musée de l'Homme in Paris. King Behanzu disguised himself as a shark in order to fight off the French who were trying to land in Africa. Of course, he didn't succeed since the French had much more firepower than he did. Right. Senegal. Keep your courage up. Walk down the street. When the leper comes up to you, say, "I am a Muslim," and give him a franc. Soon he will be carted away by the département de l'encombrement humain. "Go to the island of the slaves on Sunday," said the black cultural attaché, who speeded me down hallways, through consular doorways, then suddenly back out onto the street. "At 5 o'clock, everything closes." Or did he say 1 o'clock, or 2, or 3, or 4 o'clock? In any case, everything is closed. But I find someone to talk to in a building, mauve, past the horse, white. A young man, tall, high rather, and skilled at walking fast, and with his head on high, comes past at an amazing angle and an amazing rate. "Don't go to the bars," Jean-Marc said, "and try to talk to the girls. This one is off limits. This one is off limits. I am on limits with my arms. Why that man stuck with a toothstick? The Lebanese men go there with their sisters. They start to fight if you talk to or touch one. The Russians in Dakar Harbor are not allowed to get off their ship for fear that they will be seduced by capitalism," he said. It's the truth. In Dakar, you are still pretty close to Europe. But 3 miles out of town, you are burning in a pink lake, unless you get out of it fast with your modicum of salt. These modicums, grown additive on the lake banks, show white and fair to a far-off who views them, but up near they stink, and the salt lake burns you. And, Dad, I am leaving, you do not say, if you are a member of this tribe, this special tribe of nomads who dredge for salt. On the boat to Gorée, how cruel these 4 Lebanese are, led by this one young man who keeps calling to and then laughing at a mongoloid of maybe 25 or 30, laughing at his clumsy gait and at his efforts to please them in an absurd and helpless way. That man on this boat looks like Mayakovsky, black, his face showing his character and his art, his violent, virile, and touchingly avant-garde, futurist, lyric, poetic art. Seeds on my head, sitting under a baobab, big, knotty tree, baobab, you're spreading all over like a Roman or Athenian map. Everything is wrecked. Misery, stoniness, and the color of sickness or dying is dancing on it all. Tu as le choc. You have the shock, said Jean-Marc. Everybody get when come to Africa. It goes away. But it took more than 2 days going away. For these 2 days, I hate life, Africa, everything. Next day, a little better. 3 weeks later, I'm in an enchantment. Kenya, Madagascar, the sun shock under the place names, like skin under clothes. Greater than the shock of the insects of the Congo, greater than the clock of Madame Nzambo's hair, it's the shock of poor people, desperately poor, wanting everything, which in their case is almost nothing, everything. The man sweeping the building after dark is of a higher caste than the one who directs the company and rules it from the topmost floor. To his air-conditioned office suite comes Engel Baram, and the president bows down. The slaves were brought in this way and taken out this way. Here is where they stood waiting for the boat to take them to America in chains, where they would create the characters of Darkie and Mammy, good slave, bad slave, hanged man, mulatto, quadroon, and then would change to underprivileged citizens, preachers, doctors, violent transformations. While Africa stayed here all along, visited by rainfall and heat spells, with a different kind of energy and a different kind of change. The partition of Africa takes place in 18th and 19th century Europe on conference tables. Here is the place where one Olaf will wear a beret and the other a bush hat, where one will drink wine and the other feel lost without his tea. In Dakar at night, Leopold Sédar Senghor is sitting and thinking, just as Wallace Stevens might have wanted him to. But he finds he is not thinking right. He eats some muspasla and goes to sleep. Blue, brave flash of the ocean's water, like a screen through which I see the street, the streets, the teeming, busy, commercial, African, impoverished, beggar-filled, lavish, horrible streets of Dakar. The city's been left ajar, fortunately, so that the breeze can come in, although Islam and the rest of Dakar don't go out. Senghor was president. Poets here are residents, too. Fleeing from Haiti, Jean Brière and others found a free literary haven in Dakar. Oh, the part that's by the ocean, that's fine, says Jean-Marc, the part that you see. But in the rest of the country, it's horrible. There's no water, dried out, death to the economy. I am like a shark at the reef, said King Behanzu, upon hearing that the French were debarking at Kataru. And he delayed them, but he could not stay them. Of King Behanzu's defense, there remains a statue of King Behanzu as a shark at the reef.